Macon-Bibb County is leading the state in pedestrian deaths, and county officials are ready to take action. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss what Macon and other communities in Georgia are doing to keep pedestrians safe. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Georgia's number of pedestrian deaths jumped dramatically in a six-month period in 2018 from 103 deaths to 133, and that's following a national trend. What are some of the reasons that experts are citing?
Well, there are several reasons that they talk about. One is the fact that there are a lot more SUVs and light trucks on the road. If a pedestrian is hit by them, obviously the medical consequences can be severe. They also talk about distracted driving. It's not just cell phone use, but also, you know, somebody might be driving and eating or drinking something and be distracted. And pedestrians need to be careful as well. They need to take safety precautions, such as not looking at a cell phone as they walk and crossing at crosswalks. But they also look at, like, say, the number of crosswalks, if an area doesn't have enough crosswalks, if they don't have sidewalks. So there's many different factors. But as you said, this is a national trend. It's not just in Macon. It's not just Georgia.
But Macon has recently introduced a pedestrian safety review board, and it will be the first in Georgia to adopt a Vision Zero policy for pedestrian deaths. So what is that? What is Vision Zero?
So that basically means that the community wants to go down to zero pedestrian deaths, and it's taking steps in certain dangerous intersections, et cetera, to make them more safe.
Can you share some examples of how Macon is taking effective action?
The review board is an interesting collection of officials. They've got traffic engineers, they've got the sheriff's office involved, they've got public health officials, they've got education officials, and they've got ordinary citizens as well who are interested in the topic. There are a lot of sections of highway that have fast-moving traffic, that have poor lighting, that have few crosswalks, and so they've tried to pinpoint those hot spots that are more dangerous than other parts of town.
And in doing this, Macon-Bibb County is hoping to be a leader in the state of Georgia, but there are other communities who are making advances and creating more pedestrian-friendly communities, including here in Athens.
Any kind of improvements to lighting the street, including sidewalks, that's expensive for communities. But there are some in Georgia that have moved ahead and decided that this is an important public health feature for their communities, that they want to encourage people to walk and to use bicycles. And so they've ponied up the money to make their communities safer by adding sidewalks, by adding lighting.
So as you said, much of this story is connected to a community's willingness to develop pedestrian and even bike-friendly infrastructure. But what lessons can pedestrians and drivers take on right now to reduce deaths?
If there is an opportunity to use sidewalks, use crosswalks, that's important to do. Reflective clothing will help. But obviously, distracted driving is a problem. The hands-free law in Georgia is credited with reducing traffic deaths. That's another thing that people can do to make it safer for pedestrians and people who ride bikes.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. As always, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.